you subscribe. Call 1-800-832-1177.
USA Radio Network News. John Scott reporting. President Bush meeting with the nominated commander of U.S. and coalition forces for Iraq before Senate confirmation today. The Senate is expected to vote on the confirmation of Lieutenant General David Petraeus today. Alabama Senator Richard Shelby.
I predict that the vote will be heavily in his favor. I believe he's a good soldier. He understands what's going on, what the challenges are in Iraq, and I think we will confirm him.
Petraeus will replace General George Casey. House Republicans will be hearing from the president today as they plot their strategy after losing last November's congressional majority. They're on a retreat in Maryland, Iraq. Sure to be one of the topics on the agenda. Health insurance should be more available and affordable. That's what President Bush said after visiting a medical facility in Missouri, touting his new health care initiatives.
This plan helps people be able to afford private health insurance. And that is really the crux of good health care.
The president proposing broadening health insurance coverage by taxing many employer-sponsored health plans and giving tax breaks to those who wish to buy insurance individually. Easterners bundling up this morning for some of the most frigid weather in recent memory. New Yorkers expecting dangerous wind chills of 0 or 5 below. Boston could see brutal temperatures up to 3 inches of snow. Washington, D.C. expecting snow. The Great Lakes are expecting lake-effect snows. This is USA Radio Network News.
Imagine having the companionship of a best friend, the passion of true love, and a shared view of the most important things in life, all in one person.
Being able to wake up every morning with Allison is kind of like having a sleepover with your best friend.
I love my husband. We have so much fun. We do everything together.
That kind of relationship would be something special, wouldn't it? Well, at eHarmony.com, these are exactly the kinds of relationships that result when couples are matched based on 29 dimensions of compatibility.
It is beyond joy to be able to come home to someone who really loves you.
Being seen and loved by that one person in the world with whom you are meant to be. At eHarmony.com, we don't think that's too much to ask for.
I cannot imagine life without Allison.
That's why if you're looking for your soulmate, check out eHarmony.com and see if it feels comfortable to you. Because it shouldn't take a lifetime to find the love of your life.
This will be
eHarmony.com. Log on today.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has pledged U.S. support for peace and economic development in Lebanon.
President Bush will request from Congress $770 million for a new comprehensive package to assist Lebanon.
Of the earmarked funds, $220 million will go towards support of Lebanese security. After allegations that U.N. funds meant for humanitarian and development programs in North Korea had been diverted to the government, the executive board of the UNDP is call for an independent outside audit of UNDP activities in the DPRK. Acting U.S. Permanent Representative Alejandro Wolf.
Our expectation is this is going to be a real, full, thorough, independent, investigative audit to get to the bottom of the program and some of the concerns that we've had. We hope to see the results, and that's what we're going to expect.
Meanwhile, the six-nation talks on the North's nuclear program could be very close to resuming in Beijing. This is USA Radio Network News.
Feels like I get this same cold every year. So I got the same nighttime medicine I always get. But I was congested all night, so it wasn't the same.
Many cold medicines have changed. NyQuil Cold Flu Relief no longer has a decongestant. New Tylenol Cold Nighttime does. It helps relieve more of your worst cold symptoms, and it helps you sleep. It's one more step towards a pain-free world. Stop. Think. New Tylenol Cold. Take only as directed.
Most people flying into the United States, including from Mexico and Canada, are complying with the new passport requirement. That story from Amber Brown.
The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner says there is 99% compliance with new passport requirements for people flying into the U.S. Commissioner Ralph Basham says they have encountered a few problems, but officials were able to resolve them quickly and get passengers on their way.
People who arrived that did not get the information that they needed a passport to for entry into the United States, they were processed, they were told, they're given a tear sheet that tells them what the requirements are. U.S. citizens are provided with an application form.
He adds it takes about 6 weeks to get a passport, so it's not too late to get one if you plan to fly out of the country for spring break. Amber Brown, Dallas.
Stocks are lower on Wall Street now. The Dow is down 17 points, and the NASDAQ is down 8. More news at USARadio.com. John Scott reporting, USA Radio Network News.
Okay, history test. What were you doing when this song was playing? Were you letting it all hang out on the dance floor or just cruising around the roller rink? Bet there was some feathered hair in there somewhere. What is it about music and hair? They bring back so many memories, from road trips to romances. And one thing helped you through them all. Finesse. Finesse shampoo and conditioner with its clean, oil-free, self-adjusting formula gives your hair exactly what it needs. No more, no less. Well, now you can show the world how you and your hair have adjusted. Dig up some old photos and send us two pictures of yourself. One with your beautiful hairstyle today, and one with something, say, a little funkier. You could become a model in an upcoming Finesse advertising campaign. Go to finessecontest.com for details. Hey, forget those waxy and fruity fad products and go with a proven hit. Fresh, clean, oil-free Finesse. Sometimes you need a little finesse. Sometimes you need a lot.
Your show gives me a great bit of knowledge, and the levity that goes on just cracks me up in the morning.
Mr. Liddy, just appreciate you reporting the news that you don't hear anywhere else.
Mr. Liddy, you are a patriot and a true, true American.
You are just awesome. Love you. Love your show.
You're very sexy. You're very intelligent. That's two big things in my book. I'm very nervous.
Don't be nervous, Suzanne.
Well,
you are in knowing, experienced, and gentle hands.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duties. So bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour.
Live from Radio America in Washington, D.C., just steps from the White House.
The G-Man. This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
And it is I, ladies and gentlemen, the G-Man. All right. Just got this news story in from the Associated Press out of San Francisco. The headline is, Woman, age 65, saves husband from mountain lion. Says wildlife officials on Thursday credited a woman with saving her husband's life by clubbing a mountain lion that attacked him while the couple hiked in a California state park. Jill and Nell Hamm, who will celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary next month, were hiking Wednesday in Prairie Creek Redwoods Park, 60 miles south of the Oregon state line, when the lion pounced. Quote, he didn't scream. It was a different, horrible plea for help, and I turned around, and by then the cat had wrestled Jim to the ground, Nell Harm said in an interview from the hospital. Jim Hamm was recovering from a torn scalp, puncture wounds, and other injuries. Well, Mrs. Liddy and I will be celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary this year. And we have never had an encounter with a mountain lion. But I think if we did, the headline would not read, Woman 65 Saves Husband from Mountain Lion. It would say, Woman 74 Feeds Husband to Mountain Lion. Yes, indeed. She who must be obeyed. Now, here's one from Space Stanley. Former UN weapons inspector Hans Blix. And now you remember Hans Blix. Hans Blix was the guy who went into Iraq, you know, and couldn't find anything. And as a matter of fact, when my son, Lieutenant Colonel Ray Liddy of the United States Marine Corps, with his unit, captured UN headquarters in Iraq, he brought me back as a souvenir Hans Blix's license plate, which I thought was very nice. At any rate, Hans Blix says, global warming is a greater threat than weapons of mass destruction, and he advocates promoting peaceful nuclear technology around the world. Quote, the threat against the global environment and global warming are a greater threat than weapons of mass destruction. It is of utmost imperative that the whole world reduce the emission of greenhouse gases, Blix said. Well, we could seriously reduce greenhouse gases if Blix would stop talking. Nuclear power can give the world enormous amounts of electricity without any greenhouse gases. Okay. Then there is this from Town Hall, which is entitled, Are You Afraid Yet? Are you very afraid? Well, if you aren't, you should be. And if you are, you are not scared enough. In just over a week, we are about to be treated to yet another Cassandra-style warning about the fate of the Earth, this time from the International Panel on Climate Change. It has become part of the background noise in our daily lives, the constant refrain that the world is rushing headlong into certain doom. A doom, that is, that you will suffer unless you hand control of the economy and your daily lives over to the very elite that is warning of the impending disaster, the media, the left-leaning political class, and academics. As long as we surrender to the tender mercies of their magnanimity and goodwill, all might yet be well with the world. When I was growing up, the crisis was the population bomb. The exponential growth in human population was inevitably leading us all into a bleak future of death, disease, and mass starvation. Quote, the battle to feed all of humanity is over. In the 1970s and 1980s, hundreds of millions of people will starve to death in spite of any crash programs embarked upon now. At this late date, nothing can prevent a substantial increase in the world death rate, so wrote Paul Ehrlich. Of course, the population bomb blew up in Ehrlich's face. And now most major countries in the developed world are faced with the economic problem of population decline and increasing obesity, not mass starvation. But being wrong has not stopped the doomsayers. There is always something to be very afraid of. In the 1970s, it was global cooling, limits to growth, the energy crisis, and the yellow peril of Japanese economic expansion. In the 80s, it was nuclear power, nuclear war, nuclear winter, ALAR on our apples, and the conversion of the middle class into a vast cadre of homeless people. In the 90s, we were introduced to global warming, genetically modified foods invading nature, and the vast right-wing conspiracy. These days, worries center on global climate change, the bird flu, and peak oil. The evidence for anthropogenic climate change, that's man-made global warming to you and to me, is said to be overwhelming and irrefutable in the copious amount of pre-publication press that the new IPCC report is garnering. Well, count me among the skeptical few. It's not, he says, that I know for certain that the IPCC is selling snake oil this time, because I don't. In fact, I have no doubt that a number of brilliant scientists, without a particular axe to grind, are concerned about possible human-induced global climate change and have been involved in researching the issue. It's just that the IPCC's existence and funding are wholly dependent upon there being a crisis, and they have established a terrible track record in the previous three reports that should make all of us especially skeptical. In their last report, they prominently featured the compelling hockey stick graph of global temperature over time. The graph showed a stable global climate for the past 1,000 years until men started to really muck it up in the 20th century. It made for a compelling visual, much as Paul Ehrlich's demonstration that we were headed to certain doom in the 70s and 80s, but it was inconveniently and ridiculously wrong. The centerpiece of the third IPCC report, it is now as thoroughly discredited as Ehrlich's predictions of mass starvation. What makes this particular case of bad science was not how only how obviously wrong it was. Did no climate scientists notice the lack of the medieval warm period or the little ice age in the graph? But how prominently promoted it was as proof of human-induced climate change. That certainly doesn't mean that the current IPCC report will be as flawed, but it certainly opens up room for more than a little doubt about whether the proof presented should shock the world into action, as the chairman hopes. The common denominator of all these recent predictions of doom is that we are told that there is only one way to prevent certain disaster: hand over our individual freedoms and control of the economy to a political elite. In the 60s and 70s, Ehrlich suggested compulsory population control, a suggestion taken up by China, luxury taxes on cribs and products aimed at children, and the establishment of a government bureaucracy called the Federal Bureau of Population and Environment. More recently, we have seen proposals for carbon taxes, subsidies to favored technologies such as alternative fuels, stepped-up urban planning to promote population density, forced recycling, and greater government control of the economy through taxes and subsidies in general. The content of the predictions themselves is irrelevant. The general solution is always the same: hand control of politics and the economy over to an elite who know what is good for us, and they will save you from yourselves. In other words, hand money, power, and fame to the few, and they will reward you with your lives. Pretty much the same deal that feudal lords gave their serfs. The prophecies of doom and gloom are just another version of a political and intellectual elite grasping for power. And of that, I would say, you should be very afraid. All right, folks. Are you afraid, not of global warming, global cooling, or population bomb, or any of the other nonsense, but are you afraid, based upon, for example, the apparent capitulation of President Bush to the global warming nitwits, are you afraid that this prediction is coming true? Not global warming, but the handing over of control of your life and the economy to these people. After all, the economy is based on energy. If they cut back on the energy, they cut back on the economy. They cut back on the economy, they cut back on your life. 1-800-GG-LIDDY, 1-800-445-4339. It is Freeform Friday. Any subject that will not get us banned by the FCC. That's Al Gore. He's very upset. We'll be right back.
Thank God it's Friday!
This is the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday. I'm in love.
G. Gordon Liddy here. I'd like you to listen to some of the customers of Capital Gold.
My name is Alice from Long Beach, California, and I just recently purchased palladium from the Capital Gold Group, and my broker has been tracking this with me ever since I purchased it, and I'm very happy with it. The Capital Gold Group, I enjoy the fact that they're very personal. I definitely would recommend them to my friends and family.
Hi, I'm Victoria from San Diego. I recently purchased gold and palladium from the Capital Gold Group, and their service was very excellent, and I really enjoy dealing with their people there, and I feel like I'm going to do very well in my portfolio. I'm very, very happy.
You heard how happy they are. Call the Capital Gold Group at 1-800-510-9594 and order your free guide to owning gold. That's 1-800-510-9594. Or go to www.safeasgold.com. Tell the people G. Gordon sent you. Dial 1-800-510-9594 and make your capital safe as gold.
21 teenagers are involved in fatal crashes each day, making car accidents the leading cause of death for teens in the U.S. To understand why, State Farm and researchers at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia have joined forces to discover solutions. In a nationwide survey, they asked teens what they see among their peers. Dr. Flora Winston says the driving environment for teens is very different from what parents might expect.
Teenagers told us they drive under very difficult conditions. Drowsy driving, speeding, driving with teen passengers, talking on cell phones are commonplace. Teens also told us they need more training and experience on the road from their parents. The state issues a license to drive, Parents can issue a license to live through better supervision during the first years of driving.
State Farm and the Children's Hospital are developing interventions that will help parents be more effective and to make safe driving acceptable to teens, giving them skills to manage their peers and handle hazards more appropriately, ultimately keeping teens and those who share the road with them safer. For more information, go to www.chop.edu/youngdrivers.
How long have you been looking for your soulmate? Do you believe in faith? Or are you the kind of person who takes the first step?
I've looked for somebody for 44 years, and through eHarmony, I finally found her.
The way I connect with John is the way I've never connected with any other human being.
We fit like a puzzle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. There's a reason these two soulmates found each other. At eHarmony.com, we match them based on 29 dimensions of compatibility.
Being seen and love for who I am is incredible.
There's just no way that I would have ever met this woman without eHarmony.
When you're ready for a deeper level of connectedness, take the first step and visit us at eHarmony.com. Discover how wonderful a first date can be when you actually have something in common. And when you log on today, you'll get your personality profile for free. eHarmony.com.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
Over 5,000 brand-name fragrances. Discounts up to 70% off department store prices. Free U.S. shipping on all orders over $60. Over 2 million satisfied customers. Isn't it time you shopped at www.fragrance.net? Make fragrance.net your one and only holiday shopping destination this year. With thousands of brand names like Dolce & Gabbana, Cool Water, Angel, Burberry, and Miracle, fragrance.net offers something for everyone on your list. Order today and get 10% off when you use coupon code RADIO. Online and trusted since 1997, Fragrance.net has been the leading retailer of discount genuine brand name fragrances. You can count on Fragrance.net to deliver the superior customer service you should expect from your shopping experience. Fragrance.net. Surf on by today. Remember, get 10% off when you use coupon code RADIO at www.fragrance.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-991-8440 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-991-8440. 1-800-991-8440.
All right, folks, we're back. Phone number 1-800-GG-LIDDY, 1-800-445-4339. And going out to Midlothian, Virginia, and Debbie. Debbie, you are on the air.
Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, Debbie.
And thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'd like to share some information with your listening audience regarding a benefit called Aid in Attendance.
Okay.
That is actually available through the Department of Veterans Affairs. And given the number of baby boomers in our country right now that are in the position of having to provide for our parents, this little-known hidden benefit actually can represent over $20,000 a year in helping to take care of them.
Oh, my, that's quite something.
Well, it is. I discovered the benefit when my father passed and I had to move my mother to another facility. And in doing the research at that time, I realized my dad, who was a World War II veteran, that we had actually missed out on over $140,000.
Holy smoke.
And which is a tremendous
What are the requirements to receive that?
The requirements actually are very basic. It is any war veteran with 90 days of active duty, mm-hmm. with at least one day beginning or ending during a VA-approved wartime.
Okay.
And ironically, the benefit is not dependent on service-related injuries, where most folks have a tendency to think if you're disabled, you get certain compensations from the VA.
Mm-hmm.
This is not dependent upon any type of injury, and which makes the benefit applicable to practically every veteran who served.
I see. You have to be during a specific time of war as defined by the Veterans Administration, and you have to have been on extended active duty for at least 90 days during that war.
With only one day having been during a war period.
I see. And
that definition is actually very broad. It is...
I understand. Now, Debbie, that being the case, what then qualifies you for aid, and tell us about what that aid is?
I think what qualifies me for it, Gordon, is the research that I've done on it in the last 2 years.
No, I mean, what is in the regulations that qualifies someone for the aid, and what form does it take?
Exactly. It's very simple. The aid in attendance is defined as anyone who needs the assistance for day-to-day activities, whether it is eating, dressing, bathing, attending the care and needs of nature. Mm-hmm. It is defined that simple as
I
those
see.
Who require the regular attendance of another person.
I see. Okay. And then
that can be in-home, in assisted living facility. That can be in a nursing home.
I see. And what? Who receives it? The veteran receives it, or the person attending the veteran?
The veteran receives it.
And he can use it to pay for he can use it to pay for that care. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And what?
Absolutely.
What? How much does the veteran receive?
The veteran, as a single entity, would receive up to $1,519 a month. That's $1,519 a month to offset his cost of care.
Okay. Now, if the veteran was receiving, say, Social Security or something, would they deduct it from the Social Security?
No, they would not.
I see. Okay. Well, that's...
This is an additional $1,519 to pay for assisted living, in-home care, nursing home. If you have a couple with a veteran and a spouse, you're looking at over $1,800 additional monies a month. And then a surviving spouse of a veteran is entitled to $976 a month.
All right. Well, is there a website or other place
there
that
is,
people can...
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have a website. It is called veteranaid.org. It is the number one site referenced for folks that are looking for this information in very clear language that anyone can understand, be able to determine if their loved one is qualified and can take advantage of this. I know for myself, we were over $1,000 short every month in my mother's care. And after 9 years, you run out of resources.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm delighted to hear of this. I had never heard of it before, Debbie, and thank you very much for bringing it to the attention of our listeners. I know there are many, many veterans listening to the show. Our demographics tell us that, and some of them undoubtedly are in the situation where they need that. So thank you very much.
Gordon, thank you for allowing me to share that information and hopefully make a difference for a veteran and their family.
Yes, indeed. Well, God bless you, and thank you for doing that. All right. Going to Tennessee and Jay. Jay, you're on the air.
Hey, G. Gordon. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I had two different things real quick. The first one, and then I'll listen to you. The first one is just an idea, and it's to make another branch of the military that would be equal to the Army, Marines, Air Force, Navy, strictly for defending our border. And I guarantee if you had that, you would have more people probably sign up for that than all the rest of them combined, because I think that protecting our border is just as important or more important as everything else we're trying to do, running around fixing everybody's problem.
Well, that's supposed to be the Border Patrol, and the difficulty is there's nowhere near enough Border Patrol agents to do the job. I don't know that we would be, by changing their name in effect, be able to change that situation, but you're certainly correct that it needs very much to be done.
Live from Washington, you're listening to the Voice